In his 5 short years as a professor of classical and jazz piano at Western Michigan University, Jeremy Siskin made a big difference with his students and made big fans out of audiences in Kalamazoo. He's returning this Sunday to perform an afternoon of solo seasonal music at Millwood United Methodist Church in Kalamazoo. I called him up earlier this week. We miss you here in Kalamazoo. How's it been?
I miss y'all too. But it's 76 degrees here.
You had some smoke and fires to contend with when you first went to California.
Yeah, it was really close. But we survived. What's new out in KZU?
Well, sort of gray weather, no snow yet. And
that doesn't sound new at all.
You know, the school year and the concert season is a very dependable source of things to do and places to be. So it's easy to just put the whole gray weather aside and get out there for some music, which is what I'm hoping people will do for your concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Now, Jeremy, I'm interested in your childhood Christmas albums. What were some of the family favorites when you were growing up?
So this is a tough one for me because my family is Jewish, so we didn't really listen to a lot of Christmas albums.
That is a tough one.
Yeah, so, but of course, you know, you grow up hearing everything that goes around on Christmas time.
You must have absorbed these familiar carols through, you know, hanging out with friends and going to the mall and hearing it on Muzak and just sort of
of course. And my mom is actually, despite not being Christian or celebrating Christmas herself, she is a big fan of Christmas music and would actually get excited, which I say actually because nobody else in my family would, in that time of year when the radio stations kind of exclusively play Christmas songs. So I did hear a lot of them growing up.
Well, how did you narrow it down for some selections on Sunday?
Good question. I chose a few things that I really love, and I chose a few things that I know that everybody knows that I thought I could have fun with. So in the really love category, I have Sleigh Ride, the Leroy Anderson piece, and I just think it's one of those brilliant pieces that's both completely singable and an earworm, but also musically totally unpredictable and goes all these strange places harmonically. So I just think it's a brilliant piece, and I'll be trying to play that and trying to do the whip sound effects myself without a whip player there. Let's see. I love some of the ballads around Christmas time. I think those are the ones that I get really excited about. For example, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, speaking of people of Jewish descent. Just a beautiful song. There's so much warmth in it. There's such a beautiful harmonic palette. And then I'll be playing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which, just again, you know, it's so easy to conjure up an image of a cold day, but huddling warm with family, by a fireplace or something like that. And I really like that feeling about wintertime and Christmas time.
What are some of the more technically challenging settings you might play?
Let's see. Well, on the jazz side, you know, sometimes these Christmas songs lend themselves very well to jazz. Because some of them are standards of sorts. And some of them take a little bit of maneuvering to get them to be really satisfying jazz pieces. So I'll be doing a stride version of Oh Christmas Tree, this kind of densely contrapuntal version that feels maybe a little bit sneaky and tiptoey of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and kind of a George Shearing-esque version of Frosty the Snowman. So those have proved a little bit challenging to get together.
Well, then, I am going to ask you whether you've been able to find new roots and set down some musical paths in your new home. I know that one of the reasons that you relocated was to be part of the Los Angeles scene, and maybe you can give us an update.
Well, for better or for worse, the Los Angeles jazz scene is much bigger than the Kalamazoo jazz scene. So little by little, I am making some inroads. It's been a little bit difficult because I haven't, I'll be moving a lot closer to Los Angeles in the new year. So right now I'm about an hour away. So I am going to some jam sessions and have played a few gigs around. But so far it's slow going. I'm mostly just trying to adjust to my new job, adjust to the new weather, and try to get all that moving and adjustment stuff taken care of. But it's been great. I've gotten to go and hear a lot of music. I have a new teacher who I'm really excited about studying with. I've even seen a few Western Michigan folks. Most recently, I saw Christian Heumann, who was a WMU student who came to L.A. to attend the Thelonious Monk Institute at UCLA. And he's doing great out here. When I saw him, he was having to run to a rehearsal for a Hollywood Bowl show. And he's just busy, busy, busy all the time. So
Christian Heumann, a percussionist drummer. Yeah.
Yes. And I also saw a long ago Western Michigan alum, Christine Buter, who now is the head of the jazz vocal program at Cal State Long Beach. And we actually did a gig a few weeks ago. So, you know, Western Michigan roots are strong, even out here.
You were a professor at Western, and now you say you're studying as a student with another performer. What caused you to do that?
Well, I wanted to do it for a long time, and it's all a matter of finding the right person. And I think, you know, as you move, you feel an opportunity to reinvent yourself a little bit and to take up some odds and ends that perhaps you've been leaving behind. So I haven't been taking classical piano lessons in quite a while, and I wanted to get back into that so that I can improve both as a player and as a teacher as I get a chance to do that a little bit more. So I've been going back and taking some lessons, and it feels good just trying to grow as a musician, as a performer.
Are you studying any major classical sonatas or anything?
I'm trying to do it all, working on a Debussy etude, a Scriabin etude, Beethoven sonata, just trying to get in a little bit more depth on my knowledge of some of these styles precisely. So that, like I said, so that I can communicate them to my students.
On your concert on Sunday, will you bring both classical chops and a jazz sensibility to parts of the program?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like to draw as firm of a line between those two as some people do. I think they're completely interrelated. One of the pieces that I'm excited about is actually a piece called White Snowflakes Falling that is an original piece that I wrote when I was about 7 years old. Uh-huh. And it's just one that I came back to a few years ago and thought, you know what, this was just a good melody. I want to keep playing this. And it seemed appropriate for this occasion. And for that piece, it'll be mostly about playing some sort of rhapsodic introduction that might last, who knows, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes. And for that kind of thing, I like to draw upon not just jazz influences, but composers I love, like Debussy, like Scriabin, like Ravel, like Chopin, to try to bring some of their pianism to the instrument and to try to paint some of those pictures with a little bit more color than maybe we necessarily are used to in jazz settings.
There was a concert you gave on your 30th birthday where you simply started with the first thing that came into your mind and just played pure improvisation for the entire program. Maybe if you come back for another Christmas program sometime, you could just start with O Come All Ye Faithful and see what happens.
See where it takes you. That would take some faithfulness on my part, some active faith, leap of faith.
Oh, so this will be a fully solo program. Are you, or do you have any guests attending to play with you?
No, and maybe I shouldn't give it away, but I will be taking a audience volunteer for one piece. So if you've always dreamed of playing a piano duet, you can come out to Millwood Church and volunteer, and we'll play a duet together. I don't want to give it all away, but it's my magic act for the year.
And in the new year, any special things you're looking forward to or things you hope to get started on?
Yeah, a few things. So many Kalamazoo folks have gotten a chance to see my trio with Nancy Harms and Lucas Pino. It's piano, voice, and woodwind.
Yeah.
And we recently recorded a series of videos that we'll be releasing maybe as soon as December, maybe in January. And there's about five or six previously unreleased songs. And what's going to be kind of fun about the series is it's recorded from two live performances. And one is at the Blue Whale, which is a club here in Los Angeles. And the other was at a house concert that we did in San Diego. And we'll be alternating takes between a performance at the club and a performance in a house concert. And I think it's kind of fun. Some of the videos will even be of the same repertoire, the same song played in the public venue and then in the house concert. And it's kind of fun to see two very different versions of the same song, to see just to what degree we're improvising, to what degree the music changes from performance to performance, from venue to venue. So you can watch for that. If you're interested, you can follow me on Facebook, as well as it'll be to my YouTube channel, which I believe is Jay Siskind, J-S-I-S-K-I-N-D. So I'm excited about that. That same group is also scheduled to go to the Vermont College of Fine Arts, where they have a really neat program where they basically pretend like their students received commissions from different chamber groups. So we're going to go and play some of our repertoire, but then also be given music by some of these young composers at Vermont College of Fine Arts to play some of their compositions. So we don't know what we're going to be getting. And for me, that's kind of fun.
I'm really glad to hear that the further distance isn't keeping the three of you apart. That's great.
We may be star-crossed, but we'll we will keep being involved musically. And I'm also excited. I'm going with Nancy Harms to Denmark for a tour in February. We'll be playing about eight concerts throughout the country. So that will be another fun thing.
The concert is coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it's a chance to see a beloved musician return to Kalamazoo and give us some music for the season. And Jeremy, I wish you all the best of luck, and we hope we see you often back in Kalamazoo.
Thanks so much, Kara. I hope so, too.
I spoke with pianist Jeremy Siskind, who will perform on Sunday at 3 o'clock in a free concert presented by the Millwood United Methodist Church in Kalamazoo. Details at their website, millwoodunitedmethodistchurch.org.